Hare Krishna everyone, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are starting a special month for Krishna Janmashtami, Krishna Katha Mela. Hear from all our coordinators. So we are going to hear from all Bhakti Sangha coordinators for a month long or so. Thank you everyone for joining for this beautiful session. Today it begins. It begins with our dear mother, Komadiki Mataji. Komadiki Mataji is going to enlighten us on the topic, the origin and the glories of Radhakund and Shyamakund. Hare Krishna, Komadiki Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji, for your sweet association. Thank you for all the services for Bhakti Sangha. Thank you for being present for all the calls and blessing us like a mother. Hare Krishna. Please take over, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharika Mataji. Thank you very much for your kindness. So, today we'll also hear about the Arishtasura and then we'll go on to Radhakunda and Shyamakunda's glories, how it manifested and everything like that. So I will read from the Krishna book here in the 10th canto and 16th chapter in verse number 36, I believe. Here, Kamsa sends Akura for Krishna. But because, you know, Vrindavan was always absorbed in the thought of Krishna, everyone remembered his pastimes and was constantly merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. But the material world is so contaminated that even in Vrindavan, the asuras or demons try to disturb the peaceful situation. Once a demon named Arishtasura entered the village in the form of a great bull with a gigantic body and huge horns, digging up the earth with his hooves. When the demon entered Vrindavan, the whole land appeared to tremble as if there were an earthquake. He roared very fiercely, and after digging up the earth on the riverside, he entered the village proper. The fearful roaring of the bull was so piercing that some of the pregnant cows and women had miscarriages. Its body was so big, stout, and strong that a cloud hovered over its body, just as clouds hover over mountains. Arishtasura entered Vrindavan with such a fearful appearance that just on seeing this great demon, all the men and women were afflicted with great fear, and the cows and other animals fled the village. The situation became very terrible, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan began to cry, "Krishna, Krishna, please save us." Krishna saw that the cows were running away, and he immediately replied, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid." He then appeared before Arishtasura and said, "You lowest living entities, why are you frightening the inhabitants of Gokula? What will you gain by this action? If you have come to challenge my authority, then I am prepared to fight you." In this way, Krishna challenged the demon, and the demon became very angry by the words of Krishna. Krishna stood before the bull, resting his hand on the shoulder of a friend. The bull proceeded toward Krishna in anger, digging the earth with his hooves. Arishtasura lifted his tail, and it appeared that clouds were hovering above the tails. His eyes were reddish and moving in anger. Pointing his horns at Krishna, he charged him just like the thunderbolt of Indra. But Krishna immediately caught his horns and tossed him away, just as a gigantic elephant repels a small inimical elephant. Although the demon was perspiring and appeared very tired, he took courage and got up Again, he charged Krishna with great force and anger. While rushing toward Krishna, he breathed very heavily. Krishna again caught his horns and immediately threw him to the ground, breaking his horns. Krishna then began to kick his body just as one squeezes a wet cloth on the ground. Being thus kicked by Krishna, Aristasura rolled over and began to move his legs violently, bleeding from the mouth and passing stool and urine, his eyes starting from the sockets. He passed into the kingdom of death. The demigods in the heaven, the celestial planets, showered flowers on Krishna for his wonderful achievement. Krishna was already the life and soul of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And after killing this demon in the shape of a bull, he became the cynosure of all eyes. With Balaram, he triumphantly entered Vrindavan village, and the inhabitants glorified him and Balaram with great jubilation. When a person performs some wonderful feats, his kinsmen, relatives, and friends naturally become jubilant. It was after this incident what happened that Narada Muni went to counsel and told to reveal the secret of Krishna and Balaram, that they are not sons of Nanda Maharaj, they are the sons and sons of Devaki and Vasudeva. So then Kamsa became very, very angry. And then that's why he sent the Aristasura. I don't know, it kind of turned out after Sitari. Anyway, so after the Krishna killed the Aristasura, do you want to? What is this sticky kiss? I don't know. Anyway, it's okay. Let me wear my glasses. I need it. So now we see about the this is a call. Aristasura is, I think, we can say cause of manifesting of the Radhakund and Shyamakund. Radhakund and Shyamakund, it is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that Radha and Krishna every day between about 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon in their eternal Leela, they meet at Sri Radhakund and Shyamakund. And it is considered to be the holiest of all holy places throughout the universe. Rupa Goswami explains that Mathura is more holy even than Vaikuntha, because it is in Mathura that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the source of even Narayan, was born. And more holy than Mathura is Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan, Krishna performs his Rasalila with his most intimate associates, the gopis. More holy even than Vrindavan is Govardhan. Govardhan was lifted by the little finger of Lord Krishna. And it was at Govardhan that his most wonderful pastimes took place with both the gopas and gopis. But more holy even than Govardhan is Sri Radhakund and Shyamakund. Govardhan here is compared to the form of a peacock. And Radhakund and Shyamakund are the two eyes of that peacock. It is there that the most confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place. It is Radhanath Maharaj has described about the Radhakund, Shyamakund in the Bhauma Vrindavan. It was before he has explained. Okay. It's okay now, I'll just read this anyway. After Krishna killed the demon Arista, he went to meet the gopis near the Govardhan Hill. Srimati Radharani and gopis, they said, what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given this, it's called joking conversation between Krishna and the gopis, which is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 36, purport, and text number 16, purport. See, the innocent young gopi said, "Oh, Krishna, don't touch us now. Oh, killer of a bull, alas, even though Arista was a terrible demon, still he was a male cow. So you will have to undergo atonement, just as Lord Indra did after killing Vritrasura. But how can you purify yourself without going to the trouble of visiting every single holy places in the three worlds?" Then Krishna replied, "Why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? Why should I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage places here and take my bath in them. Just watch." With this, Lord Mukunda struck his heel on the ground. Then he said, "This is the water of the Bhagavati River coming from the Patala region. And now, oh holy places, all of you, please come here." When the Supreme Lord had spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis as follows. "See, all the holy places." But the gopis replied, "We don't see them as you describe." Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up. "I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amra Dirgika. I am the river Shona. I am the Sindhu. I am Tamraparni. I am the holy place Pushkar. I am the river Saraswati. And we are the Godavari, Yamuna, and Reva rivers, and all the confluence of rivers at Prayag. Just see our waters." After appearing, then Krishna takes his bath in there. In this water. After purifying himself by bathing, Lord Hari became quite arrogant and said, "I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma." Then Srimati Radhani addressed her girlfriends as follows. "I must create an even more beautiful pond. So go to work." Having heard these words, the gopis saw that Arishtasura's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Sri Krishna's pond. At that nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their bangles, with their hands. And in this way, a divine pond manifested in the short span of an hour. Krishna was astonished to see the lake, lake that produced. He said, "Go ahead, lotus-eyed one. You and your companions should fill this pond with water from mine." But Radha replied, No. This is impossible. Since the water of your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow, I will have my countless gopis, companions, bring the pure water of the Manas Ganga here in billions of pots. In this way, I will fill this lake with my own water and thus make its renown unequaled in the entire world. Lord Krishna then gestures to the heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Suddenly, that person rose up out of Krishna's pond and bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vishwabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Then, with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to her in devotion. O goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories, nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi. Only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand them. And thus, he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued. Few more verses. He is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarian charu and yavak and decorating them with ankle bells. And he rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet. On his order, we have immediately come here to live in this most excellent pond, which is he created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you now feel satisfied with us and bestow upon us your merciful glance, will the tree of our desire bear fruit. Hearing this prayer spoken by the representative of the full assembly of holy places, Sri Radha was pleased and said, So kindly tell me your desire. They then told her plainly, our lives would be successful if we could come to your pond. That is the benediction we desire. So glancing at her beloved from the corners of her eyes, the daughters of Vishwabhanu replied with a smile, please come. Here, her gopi companions also agreed with her decision and became immersed in the ocean of happiness. Indeed, the beauty of all creatures, both mobile and stationary, was enhanced. A few more verses. I'm just reading the translation. Thus, gaining the grace of Srimati Radharani, the holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kund forcibly broke through its boundary walls and swiftly filled Radha Kund with their waters. Lord Hari then said, my dear Radha, may this pond of yours become even more world-renowned than mine. I will always come here to bathe and enjoy my water pastimes. Indeed, this lake is as dear to me as you are. And Radha replied, I will come to bathe in your pond as well, even though you may kill hundreds of Arista demons here. In the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is on the spot where you chastise Arista soon, and who bathes or resides here is sure to become very dear to me. That night, Lord Krishna initiated a rasa dance at Radha Kund, generating a torrent of the great mood of splendorous pleasure. Sri Krishna resembled a cloud and Srimati Radharani a brilliant flash of lightning, filling the sky with abundant beauty. In this way, the divine glories penetrated the expanse of the three worlds. Okay. So then there is also the manifestation of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund is also described. That they were in their, oh Krishna. Okay, yeah. This is also Radha Nath Maharaj's discovery on Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So Radha Nath Maharaj is saying, described this. That the discovery of Radha Kund by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by the Lord's arrangement, after some time, Radha Kund and Shyama Kund became lost to the vision of ordinary people. At that time, the great grandson of Krishna, Vajrana, he was made the king of Mathura by Maharaj Parikshit. He established the various holy places of the Leelas of Krishna and he excavated Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. Thousands of years passed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna in one form, to give the world pure Krishna consciousness through the Harinam Sankirtan movement. It was a very important part of his mission to establish Vrindavan as the holy place where people from all over the world would come to cultivate Krishna consciousness. He traveled through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. He performed the parikrama of Govardhan. He was searching for Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. He came to a village called Aritagram and he was inquiring. But nobody knew. They had read about Shyama Kund and Radha Kund in Purana, Padma Purana and other great scriptures. But no one knew where he was. Lord Chaitanya was sitting under a tamala tree. There he was meditating on his mission of revealing Radha Kund and Shyama Kund to the world. While sitting under that tree, very sacred tamala tree, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw two little ponds in the paddy field. And he could understand this was Radha, Sri Radha Kund and Sri Shyama Kund. The place where he sat is called Chaitanya Baisak or Mahaprabhu Baisak. That tamal tree where it was existing, actually that tamal tree was there up until a few years ago. It is one of the holiest places for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to visit. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great ecstatic love took his bath in Shyama Kund and Radha Kund. The ecstasies that he was manifesting are something that this world has never seen. The local villagers, when they saw this beautiful golden sannyasi manifesting such symptoms of love, bathing in these two little ponds in the paddy field, they were struck with wonder. Seeing his love, their hearts filled with love. They began conversing among themselves. Lord Sri Krishna has personally descended again into this world to come to Vrindavan in the form of this sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya, after taking his bath and took the mud of Sri Radha Kund and applied tilak on 12 parts of his body, he began to offer beautiful prayers from the scriptures in glorification of Sri Radha Kund. I have the one that I found. Just give me a little time. I don't know. Okay, this is also Radha Nath Maharaj has said about the manifestation of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund and some other nice description he has given. Radha Kund and Shyama Kund, two most spiritually surcharged kunds or ponds are located in a village called Arita, about 3 miles northeast of Govardhan and 14 miles from Mathura and Vrindavan. Radhanath Swami emphasizes the spiritual significance of these ponds. Radha Kund is the holiest place in all of Brahma's creation. Radha Kund and Shyama Kund represent the eyes of Govardhan, which is in the shape of a peacock. This is the place where Radha and Krishna perform their most intimate and most sweet pastimes. Here is Okay, yeah, this is the same one that I read earlier. But that there's also I cannot find it anywhere. I think I'll just end here. How it's too. Well, I can try to find because it's the same. They have in a Goloka Vrindavan, they are there, Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda, eternally existing in Radha and Krishna. They are always enjoying their pastimes there. Sorry, I lost somewhere. Here is another explanation. So it is described in Hari Puran how Krishna became so much immersed by her love, in Radharani's love, that he immersed himself in the thought of her to such an extent that he took her form and he also took her emotions and went running into the forest crying out for Krishna. Krishna was in the mood of Radharani and in form of Srimati Radharani and crying out for Krishna. And Srimati Radharani saw this. She became so absorbed in seeing Krishna's love that she became so immersed that she assumed the form of Krishna and started crying out the names of Krishna. Crying out the name of Srimati Radharani. So the gopis, they were wondering what to do in this situation. They were both crying in separation from each other. So the gopis tried in every possible way to bring Srimati Radhika to her normal position. But all of their efforts were futile. So they went into the forest searching for Krishna. They saw Krishna in the form of Srimati Radharani. And they tried to somehow or other get his attention. But he was weeping and crying. Then they explained to him, actually, your beloved is drowning in such an ocean of separation from you. How can you be here like this? So he was wondering, how will I find her? So they taught Krishna a mantra glorifying Srimati Radharani. He chanted that mantra and Sri Radha appeared to him in the form of Krishna while he was in the form of Sri Radha. As they were sitting together looking at one another, they both began to weep and cry. And Krishna told Srimati Radharani, I am your eternal servant. Because I left you, I caused you so much pain of separation. And you cried and you filled the lake with your tears. And in separation from you, I cried and I filled the lake with my tears. The lake that you fill is called Radha Kund, and the lake that I fill will be called Shyama Kund. So Radha Kund and Shyama Kund are eternally existing in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. I hope there was something that you can get here, God. It's not mine. It's all from this Bhagavatam and devotees. And Sannyasi Radhanath Maharaj, mercy. Hare Krishna. If you have any question, I don't know if I will be able to answer, but we have Priti Rasundi Mataji and Priti Vilasiri Mataji, so they can also answer. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Please forgive me if I have done something wrong. But I thought I was organized, but I just lost the pages and took a little time. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to purify myself.
Hare Krishna, Komadiki Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Mataji, for beautiful narration of the Radha Kund and Shyama Kund, Arishtashura demon. And also commentaries from Radhanath Swami Maharaj lecture. It was very, very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much for your sweet association. You did not do any mistake, Mataji. That's fine. the paper is missing, that means we are unlucky to hear from you now. Maybe if that paper is found, we would have heard some more time from you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. You have lots and lots of notes with you, Mataji. We can see that so many notes you have already have from many years, I think, from with you. Thank you so much.
No, I just collected yesterday, before yesterday, and tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow. Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much for your time, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please go ahead and ask your questions and realizations, please.
Hare Krishna, Komodiki Mataji, Dandavat Pranams. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, Mataji. Yes, as Vinita Gandharvika Mataji said, that this is what our Acharyas also say, right? Just speak direct from Bhagavatam. And you did the same thing, right? We need Bhagavatam only. So thank you for your that sweet narration, Mataji. And much more glorious, what I feel in your class is your sincerity. You know, how sincerely you were putting all your efforts. Past 2 days, you were, you know, making notes on this subject. And though, you know, it's so commonly you can explain it, but you know, you took time to prepare notes from Bhagavatam. You were reading from Bhagavatam. That's more glorious, Mataji. And really, you know, I would seek your blessings that at this age also you are, you know, volunteering to come up and prepare notes and be so sincere, so dedicated. So all glories to you, Mataji. Hats off to you that, you know, you did all this. So really, really grateful to you, really indebted to you. And yes, we all seek blessings from you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, please show your divine face. Hare Krishna. What happened? You are upset with me. Hare Krishna.
You can see me, Mataji?
Just a little face.
Okay, that's it, Mataji. That's it. See, I was also making notes. When you were speaking, I was making notes.
They are the one who was speaking, not me. This is just like an instrument.
Seriously, it was Sukadev Goswami who was speaking. Yeah, very true, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Komadiki Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. And sorry, I joined late. I wanted to, but one Mataji had called and she had something to ask, so I got late. I'm absolutely sorry. I'll go back and listen to the class again, Mataji. But still, thank you so much for starting. It's what an auspicious starting of the Harikatha, Krishna Katha, and for the coordinators. And so grateful that you are like, it's like a blessing, you know, starting from you. And thank you, Mataji, for always coming and blessing and giving your association, Mataji.
Please show your beautiful face.
Oh, it's not beautiful, but I'll still show Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
The face, when the devotee's face, they may think that they are not beautiful, but when devotee's face is, in whichever you see it, the beautiful, very beautiful smile, very nice white teeth, very nice smile, very beautiful. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much for your association and blessings, Mataji. Help both.
And you also helped me in so many years about, you know, connecting and things like that.
It was my fortune that I got to serve a little way. That's it, Mataji. Thank you for letting me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful narration and your notes, Mataji. Very, very inspiring. Mataji, one question comes to my mind, like when Krishna invited all the holy rivers to fill Shyamakund, at that time the gopis said that we don't see the personalities. So how do we take that point, Mataji? Like, how come the gopis don't believe Krishna and then Krishna had to show those personalities to them?
One thing is Krishna so many times lies, so they don't believe. Also, like, you know, when he was little, he would steal butter. And so then Mother Yashoda said, why did you steal? So I didn't see. They are the one who put on my face. So that's the Krishna, he's accustomed to like that. So they gopis, they also think, and also they don't see, because that's what the Krishna didn't want them to see. But they are all the whole holy places, they are there. But then when they, the leader of them, they came out from the waters and explained, and also all the rivers and oceans, even the ocean of milk also came and said, I am the milk ocean, I am salt water ocean, I am Dirgika, something, ocean, something like that. So then all the rivers are personified. Also, they exhibited their form. They say, I'm a soul, I'm Godavari, I'm Kaveri, I'm Ganga, Jamuna, everywhere, all the rivers, holy rivers. So that's how, because sometimes, like Arjuna, he is a very pure devotee. He's a devotee on constant association of Krishna. Everything, whenever Krishna comes, he also comes with him to serve him. So then, but still in Bhagavad Gita, we see that he is asking about the, to see the universal form. Because he, somehow, he said, well, I want to see. If you think I'm qualified to hear, please show it to me. He didn't just demand it, but he said, if you think I'm qualified to hear, I'm qualified to see, please show me. So then Krishna showed him the universal form. And then when he saw that, he became awestruck and also kind of scared. So he was praying from the front and behind and from all the directions and like that. He is praying and he's glorifying him. Also, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Paritam, Paramam Bhava. So that's how the Krishna is, you know, he wants to, he doesn't, in the beginning, he didn't show himself all this universal form or anything, unless he Arjuna asked. So here the gopis also think, oh, we don't see any river, holy rivers and anything. So then they manifest it. They show their faith. Is it okay, Mataji? And what is your name, Mataji? And
thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much.
And can I see your beautiful face, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji. Yeah. Can you see me, Mataji? Oh, my light is in the opposite direction. Sorry, let me change my.
Kasturi Mandir Mataji. Because I hear your name so many times. Adi Adigalada Das Prabhuji, he's speaking. You're asking questions and like that. And he's answering.
All your association, Mataji, please bless me and pray for me that I can associate more and more with devotees and take their mercy and apply the teachings that I receive from them. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Nice to see your face. I never saw you. I didn't meet you, so I don't know. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Ji Komati Ki Mata Ji, Koti Koti Dham, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Dham Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Chisham Kund Radha Kund Ki Jai. Yes, Mata Ji, you explained so nicely, small thing, when Gopi is not ready to, that we cannot see all the holy place, then all the sub holy places, sub Srimadhi Sisi Ganga Maya, Yamuna Maharani, Shyamakunda Radha, Shri Yamuna Maharani, Tapi, Narmada, Saraswati Maya, Shri Prayagraj, everybody will come manifest and sab nadiya ne, sab holy river ne unko darshan diya gopiyo ko. So they want to take the darshan of all the holy. Holy Nirmal, Hari Hari Gauranga, and Maharaj also explained, Mataji, that Srimati Shishi Radharani is the live mercy, so that every day when we start japa, after Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Shadi Bhavar Bhakta Vandana, or Srila Prabhupada Mahamantra, we have to pray Srimati Radharani. She is the live mercy, still live mercy, Mataji. And Maharaj is explained so many lilas in Shishi Shamakunda and Radha Kunda. Mataji, we are not qualified to enter in Shidam Vrindavan Dham, but you take us as a dubki lagati. Hum sab vapas aaye. इतनी अच्छी तरह आपने माता जी एक्सप्लेन किया. श्री श्याम कुंड, श्री राधा कुंड की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाल श्रील गुरुदेव की जय. जी कौमुदी की माता जी की जय. ऑल भक्त वृंद की जय. कोटि कोटि दंडवत
प्रणाम. गोपिका माता जी की जय. शी ऑलवेज सीज ऑल द होली प्लेस एंड एवरीथिंग जस्ट मैनिफेस्ट बिफोर हर. शी ऑलवेज सी व्हेन शी हियर्स. इट्स वेरी नाइस हियरिंग यू हैव. देन यू आल्सो रिमेंबर ऑल दिस. Very wonderful. Krishna has very mercifully given you all this talent. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
So, Mataji, all mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, and all Bhakti Sangha teachers. Hari Hari Gauranga, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please pray for all of us that we can at least able to speak for half an hour, Mataji.
Yes, you will. Then your turn is also there. So you will also say. And you will just down us in ocean of bliss. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear Komadiki Mataji. Wow, such a beautiful, beautiful presentation and class, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I don't see your face.
Yeah, Hare Bol, Mataji. Dhanatana Mataji. Very nice narration and explaining so beautifully from Maharaj's quotations also. So grateful, Mataji. As Kritida Mataji was saying, the sincerity we can see you by seeing your face only is like so pleasant. The sincerity we have to learn from you, Mataji. So many is there to learn from you. At least for time being, that is the most we have to do and make all the notes and present. The presentation should be very nice. So please bless us all, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I was not feeling well today.
You have a cold. Please take care of your body. Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji.
And you're doing so many services nicely. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nobody has...
Hare Krishna, Kambadiki Mataji. This is Shama Supriya Mataji.
Shama Supriya Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for this very, very wonderful class, Mataji. And I got to know so many points. Before that, I could not get the chance to hear in detail the Shamakund and Radhakund. But from your class, I got to learn the Mataji, how it got manifested and how Krishna made this with all those things and a very nice narration of the story, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I take only 1 minute. Mataji, you explain all the Vaishnav songs so nicely that uske andar bhav aayega, Mataji. We all are singing Vaishnav song, but when you explain all Vaishnav song, moral of that song, Vaishnav song written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur or any Vaishnava, then we understand the moral of that bhajana, that Vaishnav song, Mataji. Can you please sing any 2 lines, whatever you like to sing? Koti koti dhanvat pranam.
What can I sing? Parama karuna pahudu vijana nitai gaur chandra sabhavatara sarashiromani kevala ananda kanda. 2 lines. Baja baja, baja baja bhai, Chaitanya nitai, Sudrilo vishashokari, Visaya chhariya, Sera se majiya, Mukhe bolo hari hari.
मुखे बोलो हरि हरि परम करुणा हरि वो जय जय नित्यानंद जय जय गौरांग कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद.
सो नाउ वेनिता गंधरिका माताजी कैन बी ऑन द कॉल नाउ और
Yeah, yes, Mataji. Is there anybody wanted to share their realizations or any questions anymore for Mataji before we close the call?
Hare Krishna Kamudiki
Mataji is here with us. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Radha Mataji. Hare Krishna.
When I heard Radha Kund and Shyam Kund very nicely, Mataji, when I went to Vrindavana place, I don't know about much Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, but when I came to know, I was very surprised. Without knowing anything, I went over there and came back. But now I was very nice, Mataji. Your class, super, Mataji. Your smile always telling you're enjoying when you're teaching and telling also about the Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji.
It's nice and at least you went there. That's good. So next time you know better, so then you will take a little more time and take a dip in Radhakund. And also there's a benediction that when you somebody whoever takes a dip in Radhakund, Shyamakund, first they go to Radhakund, then Shyamakund, then Radhakund, like that. So they get that. Krishna has given that. The Krishna gives the same unalloyed devotion that Radharani has, pure devotion to Krishna. So Krishna bestows that. Radharani bestows that. Gives us. So every devotee, whenever they go, they should at least, if they don't go anywhere else, so many places to visit. Because I went to Parikrama, Vrajamana Parikrama 2 times. So I know there are so many pastime places. But at least you don't have much time, so at least go to Govardhan. And if you can, do the Parikrama of Govardhan, do that. And also take a bath, dip in Radhakund, Shyamakund, Radhakund. That way you all get the pure love for Krishna. It's Radharani bestowing that. That Radharani has pure love. Nobody loves Krishna the most than Radharani. Radharani loves Krishna the most. So she's the one who gives that. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji. Next time I will go with the devotees. I don't know before what to see, which one is good, where to go, and also we don't know. Just we went to there, I went to some place and came back, Mataji. Next time I will go with the devotees so I can enjoy with the feel and love, everything.
Yes, that is the end. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has just wrote the song and he said, whatever places Lord Chaitanya has visited, so I'm going to go and visit all those places with Pranayi Bhakta Sangha. They are, you know, loving devotees. With them I go. So then all the essence of the holy places and all the pastime places will get understand, get some mercy from them. So it is best way. This is what I did on the first time when I went in 1979 to Vrindavan. But I just and I didn't know where to go. But I wanted to go to Krishnamurtam temple. So I was there. But before I then, we were like, my father-in-law told me to go to, you know, there's a panda called Khun Khun Cha Bhai. There are 6 brothers. Their last name is Khun Khun. So go with them. And they will show you everything. So then I say, well, I don't need any. When I go to temple, and the devotee will take me around, and I will see that. So, but he said, no, this. Then. So then, on a platform, as we landed on a platform of Mathura, so many pandas came, and then they say, we are this, we are this. But then I thought, I remember my father-in-law. He said, I said, Khun Khun Chau Bhai. So then they came. And then he took us in Dharmashala, and then he put them there, and then he kind of served us. We were six of them. So he served us and took us to Gujarati lodge to partake in the food to eat. I consider that, you know, Mathura and Vrindavan is all prasad, Radharani is a cook. But anyway, this is what happened. So then we just visited different places, and they took us to Govardhan. And also he made us. And he timed Govardhan and took us also on a Govardhan hill. So, Hare Krishna, I also climbed the Govardhan hill. We should never touch, you know, our foot should not touch the Govardhan. But we didn't know anything. So that's why we should go with the devotee, not with the panda. Doesn't matter whoever, whatever guy is, we should just seek the shelter of the devotee and go with the devotee. That's the best. We get some mercy. At least some mercy. With the panda, we make offense. That's the offense I did. I just realized later on. I didn't know in that time. Even Lord Chaitanya did not climb the Govardhan. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they did not climb the Govardhan to see Gopal deity there. That time. So then Gopal, on some pretext, came down to some devotee's place. And then they had a darshan there. So, but I didn't know. Like, just he said, okay, come here. And we just went. So, because if we go with a devotee, then they said, okay, be careful. Like, one time we were with the Nudal Maharaj doing Govardhan Parikrama. And so then we were going. And that was a kind of long parikrama, very big. But now it's very short because the devotees had created, made a very nice, parikrama path. So now it's very nice, and it's not so long. But that time it took a whole day to do the parikrama. But now it will be easier, 3 hours it can take. So. But then it is very nice anyway. So by mistake, we didn't learn. Because the first time when I went to Vrindavan, I saw the movie, Vrindavan, Land of Krishna, in the temple. And I said, immediately I wanted to go to Vrindavan. I said, I want to go to Vrindavan. And we went to Vrindavan. And you know what? I saw the posters of the cinemas, or the cinemas, the advertisement of the cinema. I said, here in Vrindavan also they have. So it's like, you know, seeing the fault. Okay. So next time you can go with the devotees.
Yes, Mataji. And in Vrindavan places, everybody is speaking Hindi. I couldn't understand. Each time I am asking my Prabhuji what they are saying, what are the importance of all the places I'm asking. That is, I need to learn Hindi also, Mataji, when I am going to there.
Well, when you go with ISKCON devotee, they speak English and Hindi both. So they can speak English.
Yeah.
They can explain. Very nicely. And that will just go right in your heart.
Mother, can I add one point?
Yes, sure.
In ISKCON temple, our ISKCON temple, every morning after morning japa and Tulsi Maharani artis and Mangala artis, they announce that today we are going for this place. So if you go with that bus of ISKCON temple, so it's very easy. All the devotees are there, and main thing, they will explain the mahatma of that place, Mataji. So every day there is a tour for Shidam Vrindavan Dham in ISKCON temple. So it's very easy for us, for newcomer, when we visit first time, they will explain in English only.
Yeah, if we went in the bus, they will explain, Mataji, but we went personally, so I couldn't get much more information feel also. Yeah, next time I will plan with the devotees, so maybe I will get the more information I will feel. Yeah.
Even in Mathura Dham, in Shishi Balsana Dham, they explain, Mataji.
Yeah, I went over there too, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, everyone. Please forgive me.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. We have a chat message. Indu Mataji is ready. Indulekha Mataji, you want to speak?
Hare Krishna, Kaumudiki Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. What a wonderful class, Mataji. It is always so pleasing to see you. So nice to.
Hare Krishna, Indulekha Mataji.
So nice to
please.
See you always, Mataji.
And I haven't seen your face, please. Okay, thank you. Very nice, beautiful smile.
Mataji, so thank you for the wonderful class. Mataji, I was going to ask you a question last year. You got the chance to stay in Vrindavan for so long, for many months. So Mataji, do you want to share something on your time there? Is that okay? Or?
Thank you. See, the thing is, I went there and in that day, I'm going to Krishna Balaram yourself, you know, ISKCON temple, Krishna Balaram temple, and in behind the temple, in adjoining, but behind, there's a guest house, there's a temple. So I was there, and the Vedas Maharaj, he had occupied a room for me. So I went there and said, okay. And the guest clerk asked how long I will be there. And so I said, I will leave on 20th. I arrived there on 15th, and I said, I will leave on 20th. That was in March. And so, it's okay. So then I went. So first day, I just rested because I was tired and for the trip. And then I went to bazaar and just ordered some dresses for the deities and also get some paraphernalia and whatever I needed. So then when I came, so then on the 20th, the desk clerk told me that you have to, today is 20th, you say you will leave on 20th. I say yes, but Maharaj has extended. But then he said, but no one, the authority said that we have to empty the guest house. So you have to leave. There's you and there's only one person there. Everybody has gone, but only two of you are here. So I said, okay, I'll just pack and go. So then I went. The Vyadhyas Priya Maharaj has one ashram there for the ladies. So then I just went there because I knew there before I also had stayed there. So I went there, and that ashram, there's deity, Radha Shyam Sundar. Very, very beautiful deity. Shyam Sundar, when you see, even though you are morose anyway, you just look at the Shyam Sundar and you immediately you have a big smile on you because he has a very beautiful smile on you. So every day there was Mangal Arati and all the program is there. And we heard the Bhagavatam class from the temple on a computer. What do you call? Audio something. I don't know what this term anyway. So like I'm hearing on Sir Bhakti Sangha on Zoom. So that they also, the devotee is there. She, her, Vyadhyas Priya Maharaj's disciple is there. She's kind of taking care of the place. So she collects that on the phone, and then we can hear and while taking prasad in the morning breakfast. So then after that, then we chant, and then about 10:30, I come down, then I cook for the deities. Simple prasad. For every day I cook lunch for them. And but not myself, because she knows that there's somebody she asked to come to help me with cut up and like that. So that makes it easier. So every day, and this is what I do. And after the lunch, we will offer to the deities. Then there's Aarti, Rajbhog Aarti. So then after Aarti, we just take rest, and then we take prasad, lunch prasad. And after that, then lunch prasad, then go to room upstairs. And I had borrowed Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, first canto, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So then Chaitanya Charitamrita was kind of big one volume. So I would just come downstairs around 5 o'clock something and read in evening. Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, I kept it in the room and then read that. And if I then, because of waking, staying up, I may wake up early in the morning. So then I took this. I took more rest there than here. But anyways, it was very nice. And they, because of the corona, yeah, that guest house, that man, the clerk, he didn't say that because of the corona, this is going to be locked out and things like that. Didn't say anything like that. And he just said, they don't have to go. I said, okay. So, yeah. So then when I went there, I found out that this because of the corona. And everything was closed. I said, wow. I was planning. I just came for one week or 10 days, something like that. But then it was so long. It took. So from March to April, May, June, July, and August, there was open and then came here, came back. So, but then, and then I'm not, if I go to the top floor, and they have, it's a nice view from the different temples, and you can see them. You can, because of the block, what is, because of the corona, it's not wise to go out. But if from there, and it's nice, we can see the, I say, well, that was down here, it was like closed, like, you know, like some apartments, they don't have, they cannot even see the sun or moon, anything at night. If you, unless you go out, then you can see. So unless I go out of the house, but still there's on opposite also the big house. So all the whole rows of houses. So it's difficult. So then in open, like a road and things like that, we go out and that can be seen. But in a, go upstairs on the top, then I say, oh, when I saw sun, I say, yeah, it's nice. One time then I saw moon also. So I say, yeah, this is good. Yeah. Anyway, but it was a nice time. It wasn't that, I didn't feel that I was stuck there. But whenever I said that I was there for it, oh, you got stuck there. No, I said, nah, I wasn't stuck there. I loved it. Because there was a service, you know, I could do some service. And in the evening also, there were another lady, girl also, she came from down, where is it? Mangalore. She came from Mangalore. So she also came for 1 week, but she also got stuck. I'm saying stuck, but not stuck, but you know, she had to stay because of the corona. So then I said, let's sing bhajan for the Lord's pleasure. So then we'd sing bhajan there, downstairs, we both of us. And then that caretaker, she's, her name is Lavang Rata. So see, those all three of us would sing the bhajans. They say, well, I don't know the tune. I said, doesn't matter. We can sing, you know. I'll sing and then you can sing. We can do that. So then you're singing bhajan every evening like that. So it's nice time. Peaceful. And also, I didn't have, and they didn't want me to go out because they announced that it's 60 up, 60 and up, and should not go out. So I just stayed in a building. And sometimes go up to see sun or moon or something like that. But usually I just stay down. But the and grocery and everything was delivered. They just call on phone and then send the message on WhatsApp and they send, bring the grocery. So there was no, and sabjiwala, vegetables and fruit vendors and the other vendors, so they would also come. So if we needed. But they don't want me to go out. They would personally go. That Mataji, who's taking care of the place, she would go out. And then she would ask me, what do you want? This? You want that? I said, okay. So different subjects and like fruit and things like that. She would buy and get it. And then later, I just give some money for them. Like that. So then, because I like the chickpeas, roasted chickpeas. I liked it. So then I was thinking this, you know, now and before also we had come and then I didn't see any. So then that's why I said, okay. But then they had also came, roasted chickpea. I said, good. So then I said, but that is like a nice snack. So it was nice. And in the morning, I would think, they would make khichdi and things like that, their Mataji. But I say, I don't like to eat grains in the morning. So they go to me, and I say, I just want milk. If there's a cow's milk, then I'll drink. Otherwise, no milk. Because I'm allergic to any buffalo milk. I can't drink. So then if there's a cow's milk, but they were getting cow's milk for deities. So then just order more milk. Yeah. So that way in the morning, milk and fruit. That's good. And lunch, prasadam, and in the evening, milk. That's it. And go to take a rest and to wake up and chant and go downstairs and 4:30 is Mangalarti, so do Mangalarti. Yeah. So it was a nice time then. But my husband, he was in Mayapur. I came for about 10 days and then I was going back to Mayapur. Because I came from here, we went to Mayapur. And we were there until the Jagannath Mishra's festival. And after that, I came to here. Because my Bhabhi, she wanted to see me and said, this comet is for one day, two days, something, whatever, just come and visit. So I went to Gujarat. And then came to Surat, and from Surat to Vrindavan, like that. And then it was blocked. Everything was blocked. Even every street corner, there are police watching. No one. Yeah. So it was like that. But they didn't want me to go out, and there was no need for me to go out. Because it was good that I already ordered the outfit and did some shopping. So that was good. That was my purpose to go in Vrindavan. And I wanted to go to Radhapur. But because of, couldn't go. So then one devotee is there. Then she had a picture of Radhapur and Shyamapur and Govardhan. So I took picture in my phone. But then that phone and this phone is different, and I don't have the pictures. But anyway, so they are there. It's very nice. So have you been ever there to Vrindavan? So if you do,
Mataji, need your blessings. Never been yes. To Vrindavan, Mataji. I need your blessing so that we can go someday.
Yes, yeah, mom. Because I did some offenses, so that's why I couldn't go out. For at least 10 years. And then we went in 79, because the first time our sons, they wanted to go to Gurukula to study there, live there and study. So I said, okay. So my husband said, go, just three of you go. He's all working. So I said, okay. So we went. And here in the temple, here we have in Baltimore, there's a temple. So we were going there, and the devotees are very friendly. Devotees are always friendly, all devotees. But anyway, what happened? That they hear devotees, they would just say, Saturday, they said, no, we have to come here in the morning and eat, take prasad with us. So they prepare big feast every Saturday. Because that day is the Sankirtan day. So after prasad, they all go out to do Sankirtan. They come at night. So they make big feast. And when they come back, then they have popcorn and milk. And they take rest at 4 o'clock. Among the 4:30 Mangalarti, so they don't take much prasad at night. But in the morning, they take so much. And so we are kind of used to taking prasad with the devotees. So at least we went to Vrindavan, and then I say, where do I take the prasad? And I want to. So yeah, you can take the prasad to restaurant. I said, no, I don't want to go to restaurant to take prasad. Where the devotee take prasad? Then say, he cannot take prasad there. I said, why not? Because I don't want to go to there, you know, restaurant to eat prasad. If they want to learn no donation, I will give the donation. That's fine. But I don't want to steal this devotee. And he said, no, no, no. And I said, yes. Finally, they agreed. Because this is a stubborn lady. So then we all had prasadam with the devotees. And we were six of them, like two of my son, and we were three. my brother, one brother-in-law, and then brother-in-law's friend. So my fire first. So at least they also got the prasad from the, you know. So sometimes they will also become devotee. So this is kind of, I was fighting with them, you know, for prasad. So I think that's an offense. So that's why I couldn't go until 89 event again. And since then we were going every year, most every year, or a couple of years like that. And now we go more often. But then, this year we're not, I don't know. My husband decided the last moment to go. So said he wants to go to Mayapur. So I said, okay, Mayapur, Vrindavan, wherever. Three places is good. Mayapur, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. That's all. I'm satisfied. Even though sometimes I don't go to Jagannath Puri, but there's a Mayapur, there's a very beautiful deities, Jagannath. Very unique deities. Very powerful too. Very powerful, merciful, and very powerful in chastising. They have very nice pastimes. They go and steal the jackfruit. So there's one pastime there for Jagannath. So one devotee, very devotee, and he talked with Jagannath. Jagannath talks to him like that. So then one time Jagannath went to him and said, let's go and steal the jackfruit. Let's go. So so the devotee said, why? So, yeah, we'll go. Then Lord Jagannath took him. They went to steal the jackfruit. And then they went there. And then he said to that devotee, I forgot the name of the devotee, it's very merciful, very fortunate devotee. He said to that devotee, you climb the tree and get the biggest jackfruit from the top and you throw and I will catch it. And so then, okay, so then he climbed, poor fellow. And he's kind of old also, but still he climbed by the mercy of Jagannath. And then he got the big one. Jagannath pointed, oh, that is a big one. You get that one. He pointed. And throw and I'll catch it. You sure you catch it? I said, yeah, I'll check it. I will catch it. So he took the jackfruit from the tree and he threw. And Jagannath disappeared. And then the caretaker, he heard
Mataji, Haribol, Mataji, we could hear you for at least 3 or 4 minutes. Mataji, if you can please repeat. From that part where Jagannath says that let's go and steal. After that, you were breaking up. I don't know if it's my problem or if
you could hear Mataji. We didn't have connection issue. I think it might be.
Okay. Sorry, then I'll go and listen to the recording. Sorry about
that. Okay. Yeah. The devotee, Jagannath went to the Jagannath, he can go anywhere. So he wakes the devotee up. He say, let's go steal jackfruit. So say, now, so let's go. So Jagannath and the devotee, they both go. And the devotee, he's not so young. He's kind of old. But then Jagannath say, okay, climb the tree. This is jackfruit. He climbed this. He made him climb the tree. And then he say, get the biggest one and throw it. Now catch it. Jagannath say. So the devotee, he climbed, it's okay. And so then devotee climbed the tree. And from down there, Jagannath points, that jackfruit, get that one. So then he said, okay. He just followed the order. So he took the jackfruit and he said, now throw it, he said. But are you sure you will catch it? I said, yeah. So then he threw it. And Jagannath disappeared. And then the caretaker there, he heard the sound because it's a big Jack would fall and beg me so big sum. So there's a the caretaker came and said, "Oh, you are." So he was still on the tree. See, why did you come? Why did you came to the night? I could have just get the jackfruit and give you. But anyway, then he went to king. The caretaker went to king. And the king came. And he said, "Oh, why did you climb the trouble to climb the tree? If you wanted jackfruit, you just sell me and I would have just got it for you and give you." He said, but then he said, "Please come now." So he came down. And then he said, "Jagannath tricked me." He told him, "Let's go and steal the jackfruit." And he brought me here and he made me climb the tree. And he said, he pointed that, "Get this one and then throw it and I will catch it." So I believe and I did that. And he Jagannath disappeared. So, and then the king also knew that he's a pure devotee. And he had this pastimes with Jagannath and like that. But it's so funny. Don't Jagannath does that. Anyway, I have a picture of that Jagannath. Would you like to see? I can get the picture.
Yes, Mataji, please.
See, these are the deities.
Shri Shri Jagannath Balram, Shri Shri Subhadra Maharani ki jai.
Yes, in Rajapur.
Shri Shri Rajapur Dham ki jai.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mataji. You shared such very, very personal pastimes, what all happened last time also. So very grateful to you. So nice to hear from you.
The way they manifested, it's also, and these are very, very old, very, very old deities. So there's a very nice story about it. Maybe sometime I'll tell you. I think I should now go and start cooking for the doll. Hare Krishna, thank you very much, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to serve you. Hare Krishna. We can end the call now. Took so long.
Thank you so much, Mataji, Kumudiki Mataji. Thank you, everyone, for joining today. It was very nice to hear from you, Mataji. Thank you for your blessings for all the coordinators. With your blessings, all the coordinators are going to come from tomorrow and give.
I will be enjoying this,
Mataji. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Chapatitanam Bhavnibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindhi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grace Komadi Ki Mataji Ki
Jai
Hare Krishna Mataji Dandavat Pranam Hare Krishna
Mataji